Hello everyone, and welcome to this mentorship experience testimonial interview with Mark. Hello Mark.
Hello everyone.
Yeah, so Mark and I have been working together. I've been his mentor now for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And today we kick off like a short interview series with people who are working with me and that have me as their mentor and share a little bit about their experience. And Mark is first out. And usually I work with women, so maybe this is a little bit different approach. But I will do many of these small little videos so people can get a good idea of how it is to work with me. But you call it get your shit together with Sarah.
Yeah, I mean, we were sitting down and we were talking about what do we call this mentorship program? And you were just kind of asking for some advice. And I said, I know what a good idea, call it get your shit together with Sarah. I think that's more like my experience. My experience with Sarah has been all about getting my shit together. So I thought it would be an appropriate title. But like you said about the male ego, it's a bit, that solid wall that I need. Yeah. To help me along the way.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about the male ego can sometimes need. So it's very different to work with women and men. I feel like generally speaking, I mean, not all men are like this or not all women are like that, but generally, and when it's been with you, it's like being very straight to the point and being very assertive. And particularly asked me to call you out on your bullcrap and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we, when I first came to you 2 years ago, I was fresh out of a divorce and I was living in an addiction rehab center. And so, I wasn't as bright and cheerful as I am now. I think when I first came to you, I kind of was mopey and had this negative outlook on life. And, but there was like a little bit of hope, I was looking for something different, because the traditional rehabilitation and addiction centers weren't cutting it for me. And the traditional talk-based therapy wasn't working for me. I had heard through a mutual friend about the benefits of your work. And so I was very interested. And I came to you first and we kind of just sat down and talked about like, what are my issues? What's going on in my life? And we kind of got this background story. And I think the one thing that that really like hit home with me was that you just seem so unaffected by the laundry list of my past and my traumas. And I've been married twice and divorced twice, and ups and downs of moving around the world and in and out of dark scenarios in my life. And you're just like, okay, let's work with that. Okay, we can do that. Okay, let's get you on a program. Let's do this. Let's do that. And immediately went into positive actions and ways that we could get my shit together.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say that, but it's like very non-judgment. And so for me, that's like, if we have judgment or blame and guilt and shame and things like around things that we've done, and we don't forgive ourselves or allow anyone else to forgive us for that, it's, for me, it's very difficult to move forward. So, and that's what I have been receiving from my teachers, that this is, it's the, this ultimate like forgiveness and unconditional love and positive thinking. It's like always moving forward. It's like action oriented and positive thinking and practical. So it's like how have you experienced that, the balance between like theory and energy and practical stuff?
I would say that the balance is actually a little bit more on like doing things and less on thinking things. I mean, you always do a good job of explaining why we're doing the activities. So why are we detoxing? Why are we juicing? Why are we doing TRE? Why are we doing EFT? Just so that my mind understands and doesn't question it. But the real work lies in the action. And I think that that's kind of a big differentiator, is because that in order for us to heal, in order for us to work through traumas and work through difficulties, we actually have to, people say this phrase all the time. They say, you have to do the work, right? You've heard people say that, yeah. But what does that actually look like? That means actually doing those tasks, you know, doing the detox, doing the EFT. It doesn't mean just talking about it or theorizing about it or telling you how it works. You have to do those actions. So I think another thing that really helped me is that after our initial consultation, we came up with a plan of action. So it was like, okay, now you're going to start this with your diet. Now you're going to go and see Simba and do this 3 times a week. You're going to do this twice a week. You're going to do breath work. And then I had a routine. And so that routine was helpful for me to just get on with it, to get on with that journey. Whereas other methods of helping people, like traditional talk therapy, is like, go sit with a therapist and talk for an hour and then leave feeling worse than you did when you walked in. So every time that we had a session, I always walked out feeling better, feeling more hope and feeling, you know, stronger. And so I think there's a lot to say about that direct action approach as opposed to just the fluff and talking about things.
Yeah. No, most people want result and they want it fast. So that's what I feel like I'm doing. I mean, because, and that's one of the things that you wrote in the little description, is like the fact that I've done the work myself. I feel like that's a lot of the reason why people come to me, because I've done it. I know how to fast track it. I know to get from point A to point B. Because people want results. People who work with me, they want to do something. They want to change something. And they're not here to sit around and wait. They're like, okay, let's go. I'm ready to change. I'm ready to get something, to have a different experience, like a different life experience. And they're like, okay, I understand I need to face whatever it is I need to face. And I have a very clear place I want to go. Yeah. So where did you want to go?
Initially I just kind of wanted to like let go of all of this baggage that I'm holding on and this pain and suffering. And from there, I wanted to kind of, tap into my true self and begin that lifelong dream of that I've had to kind of fulfill my inner self, instead of just doing what other people wanted me to do or doing what I thought I should do in a society that requires us to get jobs and retire and then die. I thought, well, there's probably other things I can do with my life. But you mentioned about, believing that you have already done the journey. And I think that's part of it, like knowing that you have gone on the same path before. But the other thing that's also inspiring is that your relentless commitment to the journey is never ending. So some other teachers, spiritual teachers, et cetera, kind of like do the work, but then they sit on a pedestal and the guru, they set themselves up in this palace and they're kind of untouchable. But you're like neck and neck with all of your customers. Like you're there every day doing the work with them. Yeah. Setting that strong example. And so I think people really relate to that, and they know that it's real. You know, there's no funny business. There's no gimmicks. It's very real.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's a very interesting. I like what you said, like there's more to life than this. And that's literally, I had to write that down. That was my whole system here was shaking, because I really resonate with that. Like there's more to life than this. And that's exactly how I felt. Like there has to be more to life than this. And that is one of my absolute, I think this is going to be one of my, I'm going to work with that. Like there's more to life than this. And that's the feeling that I had. There has to be more to life than this. This can't be it. This is not the ticket that I bought. I'm on the wrong train. It's going the wrong direction. It's like it's going way too fast to the wrong direction. Or like, this is not the movie that I bought the ticket to. And it's like, I'm also been the kind of person, it's like, if I realize I'm on the wrong train, I like, okay, I'll just sit here and I just, you know, take it. Or if I sit through a movie, it's like, no, I can't get up. And then at some point I just like, I had to stand up and get out. It's like, this can't be it. And that's my main message to people. Like, if they are in a situation where they find themselves like, this ain't it.
Yeah.
Okay. I put myself in a very complicated situation, or I'm just feeling like I need to change. It's like, I need to get up and leave and do something else, but it doesn't have to be that dramatic, but it's like you bring whatever belongings you want to bring and you change what you want to change. But that's basically what I am providing, like the ability to change the narrative of your own story. Like you're the writer.
Yeah. It's about shifting that focus from the external to the internal.
Yeah.
So when you get that feeling in your life of like, is this all there is to life, or there's got to be something more to life than this?
Yeah.
You know, for a long time, I've had that feeling. You know, I would say for most of my life, I've had that feeling. But the way that I would express that feeling was, oh, the rest of the world's fucked up. It's crazy, and I don't know how to deal with it. So I would try to change the external world, I would put myself in situations trying to explore the external world. And what you've helped me to realize is that the internal world is how I bring about that change. And it's how I make my life the way I want it to be, and how I live that different life is the internal change, and that the internal change will bring about an external change. So the journey that I'm on now is building myself up and taking away the limiting thoughts and behaviors that I placed on myself all these years, and getting rid of those. And opening up and being lighter and being connected and grounded. And, you know, it's a multitude of different things, but they all kind of come together under the realm of internal work.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I'm doing is that I'm activating all of your self-healing mechanisms in the body so that we can see what comes up. And so the body wants to digest whatever is not like serving us anymore. And then we work with that, whatever comes to the surface. So we have different tools and different activities to handle that, and like ground the nervous system, have self-regulating tools, but also like the social navigation is something that I really enjoy doing. It comes very natural to me, and it's like navigating the social world from a place of that is aligned energetically and comes from the true self, like who I want to be in the values that I want to have. And then when you start to do that, then things start to change pretty dramatically. And that's one of the main things that I feel like I'm contributing with.
Yeah, and I think I've had a very dramatic change. I'm sure that people that I knew 3-5 years ago maybe wouldn't even recognize me. You know, just before this call, Sarah and I were kind of reflecting on the main points that we were going to talk about. And I kind of just had an emotional moment and I started crying. I was just kind of like taking a moment to just really reflect on where I had been and my life journey and to where I am now. And I just had this overwhelming sense of gratitude and thankfulness. And I was like, wow, I've really changed my life a lot. And Sarah has helped me along that way. And I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure to work with you. I mean, we are very close now, but we still work together. It's going in phases, so we're going to that deep end right now, actually. And it's an absolute pleasure to work with someone who is. I only work with people who want to change, who is really there and committed to the process. Otherwise, it's like I show up with as much. It's like you show up. It's like poker. It's like you show up with the amount of energy and commitment, and then I top that, and I bring as much and then a little bit more. But if you don't bring it to the table, I don't bring it. So you bring it, and then it's so much fun to work with someone like you that is so devoted to the change. And then you get the results. It's like, that's how it is. It's like it's the commitment that will determine the amount of change that you will have. But if you're committed, then you can move mountains. You can absolutely turn anything around. So that's why it's so much fun to work with you, because but we've done a good job. You've done a good job. I mean, you do the work. I'm the mentor. You're the one that do the work.
Yeah. And we also have a rolling agreement between Sarah and I, and I've told her, you can call me out on anything, anytime, anywhere. And she does. Yeah. You know, so we have this open communication where if Sarah calls something out on me, then I take it as advice and not as I'm not getting defensive. At least I try not to get defensive. But
no, you've never. Yeah. Well, it's like one time maybe. But then we hit something deep. But no, you're that's what you've asked me to do. So, I mean, right. I have a very unique, and you're also a male. Males need to be sometimes the male ego can need to be have a little bit different approach.
Yeah,
but that's fine. Working with women is a little bit different. They sometimes also need to have the honest conversations, but they are usually very, very aware of what they're doing. Mm. It's like overly criticizing themselves.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah, it's, yeah, it's very rewarding and liberating to work with someone who's that devoted to the process and who is that as open as you are. And then the results is coming. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Thank you.
Yeah, so we will continue to talk about these things. We will do these short sessions on different topics. So we will have conversations about things in your journey, things that we do, things that we work on together. And I am now opening up 5 spots for in my mentorship program. So I am calling the women, but as you see, I also work with men, but my default is to work with women who are looking for this long-term change and need someone who's done the work and who needs someone to walk beside them and just to help them create their... Yeah, there's more to life than this. You might not know where you're going, or you can have a very clear like destination of where you're going. Doesn't really matter. The work is usually the same. So I also work with defining the purpose for people to help them have a guiding star and setting them up with a success plan to create the life that they want to live and be aligned with themselves and their truth and being to live in harmony with the world, so to speak.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Living in harmony with the world.
Yeah. So yeah, if you want to know more, you can just DM me and we will set up a consultation and we'll be back next week with more stories.
Cool.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Let's go have a dance class.
Yeah, let's do it.
Lots of love. See you. And thank you, everyone.
Bye, everyone.